And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD devotional diamond for the day, diamond of the day. Listen to this, brand new, written today, first time, famous for a reason. Famous for a reason, and we're not talking cookies. Meshuggah News, the What Else Is New edition. Also, the reason for their building, and we'll wind it down with today's Facebook post, a great unspoken truth.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Hey, you know the Red Wings aren't in the playoffs, right? Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866 K-Praise. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Let me take a short break and then come back with Stand By for SRN News.
David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Another anti-government protester has been shot and killed in Venezuela today. She was identified as Paola Ramirez, and she was killed in the city of San Cristobal. Large demonstrations against the socialist government of President Nicolas Maduro have been going on for several weeks in the beleaguered country. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the U.S. is watching the situation very closely.
Well, we are concerned that the government of Maduro is violating its own constitution and is not allowing the opposition to have their voices heard, nor allowing them to organize in a way that expresses the views of the Venezuelan people. Yes, we are concerned about that situation.
There have been five other deaths nationwide tied to protests that began in early April after the Venezuelan Supreme Court gutted the opposition-controlled Congress of its last remaining powers. Representative Jason Chaffetz says he will not seek public office in 2018. Details from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Chaffetz posted a message on his Facebook page that said he has decided not to be a candidate for any office in 2018. Chaffetz, who chairs the powerful House Oversight Committee, also wrote he has no ulterior motives in deciding not to seek re-election, that he is healthy and confident that he would continue to be re-elected by large margins. But he also says by announcing now, prospective candidates would have time to lay the groundwork for a successful campaign.
Chaffetz's name has been floated as a potential candidate for either Utah governor or for the U.S. Senate. He played a key role in investigating Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. Fox News Channel has announced a new schedule following host Bill O'Reilly's departure after allegations that he sexually harassed women. The network's parent company said Wednesday that O'Reilly, who's on vacation, would not be returning. O'Reilly has denied the allegations. Fox says it has a commitment to fostering a work environment built on the values of trust and respect. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 119 points. This is SRN News.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. This year, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel this fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4- and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit ExperienceIsraelTour.com. That's ExperienceIsraelTour.com.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down. Right now, they are offering a free Wall Street Insider Kit, so you can get started right away. You just need to text the word INVEST to 57682. You'll get 2 online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free. Text the word INVEST to 57682. They'll even throw in 2 free tickets to an upcoming workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it? Text the word INVEST to 57682. That's INVEST to 57682. Message and data rates apply.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Should have a pretty interesting hour for you coming up here. And next segment, we're going to cover Michigan News, the What Else Is New edition. Plus, after that, we're going to dive into the Tower of Babel, also called the Tower of Babylon. Babel, Babylon, Babylon, Babel. Get it? That's how that works. And we'll get into the Great Unspoken Truth. Got quite a bit of feedback from people privately on that as it was posted. But before we get there, there's a couple things I want to throw in your direction. Why? I don't know. It's the best I know to do. The first thing I want to point out is that we need to be praying for one another, not against one another. I don't think it's inappropriate to say, let's pray for one another, not against one another. You never want to tell God what his will is in another person's life, though one can ascertain that God's kingdom advancing in somebody's life is in the framework of his will. We need to be maybe a little more aware of one another, certainly caring for one another and loving on one another. We have a class that we're doing a presentation in, and you could just, if you just understood, it's one of the hot topics that people debate about. And we've decided to open up our conversation in our college forum with the adage in essentials unity, in non-essentials liberty, but in all things charity, because you are entitled to have a difference of opinion on certain theological elements that are non-essentials, and you don't have to beat each other up for it. It's okay. So every time we talk about this, we just mention it little by little by little. If one person, one time, for one inch, is just a little bit more patient, it's worth it. I'm winning. You get so sick of winning. Winning. I never get sick of winning. I want to win all the time. Anyway, so I just want to point that out. All right, let's get into it, because this one you've not heard before. Do we have a sound for this, by the way? We don't have a sound. No sound for famous. Wait, now he's double checking. Wait, do we have a sound for famous for a reason? We do have a sound.
Famous. Who wants I am famous?
What about if you're famous?
I'm going to be totally famous.
I'm going to night school, and one day I'm going to be somebody.
See, it didn't have a sound. It was like a clip. A montage, we will
call it.
That
was a tugboat montage.
That was a tugboat montage. It's pretty good, by the way. Famous for a reason. Let's talk about it from Scripture, and then we'll kind of look at it from the world's point of view. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. The Lord said to Abram, that was before he was named Abraham, The Lord said to Abram, leave your country, your relatives, and your father's home, and go to a land that I am going to show you. I will give you many descendants, and they will become a great nation. I will bless you and make your name famous so that you will be a blessing. Ooh, scripture stepping up again. Here we go. Only 66 books on a regular basis. First and foremost, the Lord speaks to Abram and says this. I want you to catch this, something a lot of people won't catch. He says, leave your country, your relatives, and your father's home. Now, most people say, yeah, but see, that's progressive. Not progressive as in people that are progressive in thought or political stuff. It's progressive in the depth of commitment. The first thing he's told to do is leave his country. Could you imagine if the Lord said, you're leaving America? Would you not be like going, no, I'm not. This is not God. Show me your ID. I want proof. I mean, you know, there's so many other countries you can live in. People are always, oh, they're so wonderful. They're so wonderful. Listen, if I can't get an Arby's, it ain't wonderful. So it's not hard for me. You know, it's easy. What? They don't have the cable television? I'm not going. That's my attitude. So what the Lord tells Abram is to leave your country. Now, that's a big thing because that's kind of like your geographical, right? But watch this. Then he says, leave your relatives. Now, here's what I want you to catch. Your relatives are that next circle. You might even think of them now as the church people that you connect with in friendships. But back then, the relatives was that big social circle by which you existed and by which you functioned. So God says, I want you to leave your country. That's ring number one. I want you to leave your relatives. That's ring number two. And then he says, and I want you to leave your father's home, which would be brothers and sisters, mother, dad. I mean, it's the intimate, intimate, intimate family unit. So on one hand, you have the most intimate family unit. Then you have that next extended family unit. Then you have your country. Look at what God says to Abraham. Leave your country, your second extended unit, and your first extended unit. All the way down to the closest relationships you have. Leave those because I want to send you somewhere. Oh, just think if you would have said no. Oh, just think how the Lord would be like, what? Because you can't do that, can you? So you got to go where the Lord tells you. And then look what he says. And go to a land I'm going to show you. By the way, the word go in the English, in the Hebrew, in the Greek, it means go. Amazing. And it's the same go where Jesus said, go into all the world. It's go. Oh, go. And he says, go to a land. Here's the part I love, that I am going to show you. You want your parents and your relatives and your countrymen to think you're a Looney Tune? Tell them you're going somewhere that you don't know where it is yet. Where are you going? I'm going to show you. Well, I haven't been there yet. Yep. I've never seen this place. Yep. You want me to go somewhere I've never been, leave everything I know, everything I'm comfortable in, everything I understand and people I'm close to, and you want me to go to a place that I haven't seen yet. Right. Wait, you want me to leave my countrymen, leave my family, leave my parents, leave my brothers and sisters, and go to a place that I don't even know if they're going to have a swimming pool. Yep. So Abraham was told to go, and he didn't know where he was going. Isn't that nice of God? Follow this plan. Where does it lead? I'm not telling you yet. Okay. And then he says this, which is the part I love. He says, I will give you many descendants, and they will become a great nation. I'm going to do something completely new through you, by you, using you. And then he says this line, and oh, that the world would pay attention once. I will bless you and make your name famous so that you will be a blessing. You see, in the world, you get to be famous so you can be selfish. In the world, you get to be famous so you can point to yourself and go, aren't I slick? Aren't I cool? And people search for fame. so that they can use their fame in some self-aggrandizing capacity. That's what it is when you see the Academy Awards and they all get up there and they celebrate themselves. Isn't that wonderful? All those awards. We celebrate ourselves because we're so fantastic. It's so narcissistic. It's unbelievable. How do you know if a person's really a cool person? If they have 5,000 likes on their account, we know they're fantastic. It's like, oh my goodness. So narcissistic. God told Abraham, I'm going to make you famous. More famous, by the way, more famous than any person could even possibly recognize on this earth currently. I'm going to make you so famous. And you know why I'm going to make you famous, Abraham? Why, God? So you can be a blessing. So you can use that which I pour into you and upon you and through you to extend my grace, my love, my mercy. So you can not point it towards yourself with a spotlight, but you can point it towards the heavens and make sure that there's light for the people so they can see, so everybody can be blessed in this process. You see, the worldly blessing focuses on fame for selfishness. But divine blessing and divine fame focus on a person for God's glory, to be a blessing to the people which they encounter. You don't get famous so you can be politically powerful. You get famous to be a blessing in the kingdom of God, not in the kingdom of the world. And you know what a lot of these people have done with their fame? They've taken the stewardship of their fame and they've abused it. And you know what? Whether you think so or not, they're still going to have to give an account for it before God. He's going to say, what'd you do with that? Well, I bought 15 houses. I adopted a dirty animal from a different country and made somebody else raise it. Oh. So you really weren't a blessing with it. You were just selfish. Oh. Well, let me win the lottery, Lord. And I won't take a penny and will give you everything else I have too. That would be a unique prayer. Not, I just want 10% of $16 billion. Okay, not that one, the other one. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210. K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back with Michigan News. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. Two Coptic Christian churches in Egypt were attacked by ISIS-affiliated suicide bombers on Palm Sunday. The Associated Press reported that the Copts have long been a favored target of extremists. They were struck with a similar church bombing just weeks before the country's 2011 Arab Spring uprising, and Islamic militants gave them a particular focus during a crackdown on them in the 1990s. But in the past 5 months, they've been particularly bloody. U.S.-based think tank the Tahrir Institute for Middle East Policy said the attacks brought the total number of sectarian incidents against Copts to 26 in 2017, with a total of 88 killed, including those at a major church bombing in December. What we saw in Egypt was no accident. These were intentional attacks carried out when these churches were filled for the Christian observation of Palm Sunday. The most recent attack puts in sharp relief the increasingly embattled plight of Christian minorities throughout the Middle East. I'm Albert Moeller.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of White Fields Ministry. Since 1953, White Fields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to White Fields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760- 846-8610 and donate today.
The British writer Logan Pearsall Smith once wrote, don't laugh at a young person for his changing behaviors. He's only trying on one face after another till he finds his own. It's sometimes amusing to watch young people search for their identity, but it is not amusing to see adults doing the same thing. To discover who we are, we have to ask the only one who knows, the God who created us. And God knows every man, woman, and child intimately and wants to say, first of all, you are my child. Now let me help you discover who I created you to be. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover who God created you to be on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do like that DDD we just covered, the famous for a reason. I think that's a really good point that a lot of Christians need to be aware of. You know, the Lord blesses you from time to time, but he doesn't bless you so that you can go, ooh, ain't I special? Like, most of the time, the blessings that come from God have to do with you being a channel of his blessing to somehow extend that. I mean, I just think we think we're always the end result. It's like, it's not that you're never, but maybe a lot less than maybe we think might be a good approach there. We're about getting ready to do our Meshuggah News, and I always give a forewarning now, because Meshuggah News is not my favorite area. We probably do, out of 2 hours, we probably do a segment, let's see, you got Marty, so we'll talk about that, you got Russell, so you probably do a segment a day, but the shorter segment side of things, on politics. And the reason is because this show is only partly political. It's as much food-oriented as it is politics. There's no question about that. It would be as much sports-oriented if my Red Wings were in the playoffs, but they're not, so it's not, because I'm not, and I'm not happy with that. You know, that's the reality checks, right? Does that seem bizarre to you or anything? That seems pretty normal, right?
Seems normal, yeah.
If we happen to have a major topic that's, you know, of life issues, you know, we will tend to cover that. But the majority of what we do, I'd say almost 80% now of what we do, is just teaching or talking about the word. Because there's so much information out there, and some of it's true and some of it's not true, and blah, 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 blah. And that's what it feels like. Sometimes you watch the news, it's like, oh my, it's the same garbage. I can watch any channel and tell you before they even if they have one headline, it's almost as though I can tell you the next 9 minutes of speech that are coming. And that's like, that's just too much of a bad diet. I mean, if I eat too many cupcakes, I will at some point be kind of like a cupcake. I think there's an inevitability there somehow. I just haven't figured out why, if I eat too many ice creams, why I don't become ice cream. I haven't worked that out yet. Here is our Meshuggah News, and this will be called the What Else Is New edition. And there's going to be a couple of newsy things and a couple of, educational things. But the first one is a heartbreaker, and I'll do my best not to over dramatize it. So let's start off with our Meshuggah News sound.
The Meshuggah News. Meshuggah News.
As soon as you find a news segment entry point better than that, you send it to me. We'll play it. But as for right now, sorry. That's that's how that kind of goes. Let's get into the first and saddest thing. Marvel Comics has now gone into the financial fade zone. The article was really quite fascinating because it talks about all the money that they have made with the movies. And so you think, oh, they're killing it. Not so much. The Marvel Comics universe depends on something really important. Ready? Comics. And so what they did was they went for the politically correct line because the Obama administration was very encouraging in that direction. and they went for Thor is a woman, and you know Iron Man's a plant, and something else, just all these weird things. When I read comic books when I was 8 years old, all right, when I was reading comic books, it was about, good versus evil. Spider-Man was the first deeper sociological look at a young teenage boy and trying to find his way through dating and so on and so forth, which that part, I didn't have that hard of a time with that. But by and large, if you bought 100 comics, 98 of them were about good versus evil. Or they were lighthearted, the original Archie, just being about going to high school with kids. In the last, 20 years at large, but especially the last 8 years, they have become 100% politically correct, and they are tanking. And if they do that to the movies, I promise, people go to a movie to just enjoy 2 hours of entertainment, don't want to be preached at unless they're going to a preaching movie. I mean, this is what it is. So if I want to see the Avengers, I don't want them trying to send me some secret signal. I just want Hulk smash. It's not hard. Keep it easy. Okay? All right. Number two. This is a little sadder. Left-wing Notre Dame students reject Mike Pence as speaker. I'm disheartened by this simply because Notre Dame at one point was a great pillar of truth and Christian ethics. Not even whether they're a Catholic university or not. They were pretty strong in Christian ethics. Now, the people on the left have become, without a doubt, the most intolerable people. We're at a college. You can't have the vice president come. Going into, and this is just one of those weird things, going into television, CNN did a story on Nunes and on Rice, and they did the same person's position and did it two different ways, simply being anti-Trump, anti-the administration. Did you see that stat that came out of 15,000 stories, 91% were negative against Trump? That was non-political, not MSNBC, not CNN, all the more mainstreams. Over 90% against, you're not getting biased. You're not getting an objective anything. Now, I don't think everything that the government does is great. I don't think that everything the government does is bad. I don't think everything everybody does is great or bad or anything. But you can't have a 9 out of 10 being negative and not expect that to be influenced. I just find that to be terrible. Here's where we get to the weird stuff. I save the best for last. NBC sports writer finds that the American flag is too political. That at an NBC sports event, when somebody unfurled the flag, you know how they sing God Bless America? It's now political to have the flag, the flyovers, and they have the armed guard. Now that whole thing's so political, but that's only because the news has become so biased they can't get away from it. But this is my fave. And it comes from MSNBC. Did you hear about this one? There's a new concern about the wall. Did you hear about the border wall? Big concern. They're really worried that birds and bats might not be able to fly over the wall, and that the birds and the bats that are in Mexico are being discriminated against because they're trying to go into the United States. Though they don't think that's necessarily the same for the birds in the United States trying to go into Mexico. Do you get that? So there's a wall. Wait, I want you to get this so you can be with me, because this is where Michigan News is fun. There's a wall that they're building, and it's possible that this wall apparently, I guess it reaches to the moon, because a bird who can go pretty high doesn't seem to be able to scale the height of the wall if they're on Mexico's side. But they can do it if they're on the United States side. A bat who uses sensor as the detection for their movements and how they, take care of things. Apparently a bat has no chance getting over the wall, not because it's an American bat, But according to MSNBC, because it's a Mexican bat. You want to know if the world is cracking up? You want to know? This is not, there's no bias in this. There's no news in this. This is a short story like when Godzilla killed Bambi. This is terrible. The wall is going to stop birds. If I've got a bird that can't climb 50 feet in the air, I think I have a ferret and not a bird. What do you think?
You're going to have to tell the fruit bat to drop his apples before he goes over the wall.
Well, they got to be inspected anyway. All right, you're listening to the David Spoonie Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station, where we just put up a wall and unfortunately a butterfly could not get through. We're here in San Diego. We're going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Miss Foster, you must alert the authorities immediately.
Why is that so?
All these new people we hired have been replaced by alien life forms.
And what makes you say that?
They're all here on time.
That's because they're from helpwantedsandiego.com.
That's their home planet?
No, it's the job site. It's so easy to apply that the number of applies per posting are now up over 57%.
Why are they all smiling so much?
Because they're happy.
Because they're not human.
Could be because they don't have to drive ridiculously long distances.
In their little spaceships.
In their cars.
The pod people do seem to be good at what they do.
Well, we get some of our best hirees through helpwantedsandiego.com.
Do we?
The site is super mobile friendly and the apply process is so easy. The applies are up over 57%, so they have more qualified local employees than ever.
So what is that strange sound I hear? Surely some intergalactic language.
I believe it's called laughter.
Well, at least they've come in peace. But whatever do we feed them?
I'm going to go with lunch. Lower prices to post jobs, mobile friendly, and so easy to apply to great local jobs. Helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about who tends to be targeted for religious persecution.
You know, I was reading last week in John, I believe chapter 12, I don't have it in front of me, where Jesus went back to visit Lazarus after he had raised him from the dead. And the religious crowd, the Pharisees, were plotting how they could kill Lazarus because more people were coming to see Lazarus even than Jesus because of what had been done for Lazarus. He'd been raised from the dead. You see, those who have been impacted by Christ, whose lives speak to the truth of the gospel, are just as much of a target as Jesus himself was. And we see that. We see that around the world.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Oh, no! Look out! The bumblebee! He's going to hit the wall! Welcome back! Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where no subject is beyond the subject of reviewing a subject. After all, that wall stopped the bumblebees. Didn't you hear? It couldn't even make it over. It was... Ah, sad for the bumblebee. By the way, those are all the bees that didn't make it in the bee movie. Just saying. All right, let's get into our next DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. And again, people say, why do you do that? It's like, hey, I want to keep people aware that some of these things are taking place. And really, I'm hoping by the time we're done with Michigan News, people will take to an extra 30 seconds of prayer for the nation. Otherwise, we're in so much trouble. Oh, it's bad, folks. It's getting kind of weird out there. So, you know, still Green Acres, great show. Right? Green Acres. What are you doing? You're turning on and off a light with your hand? Okay, so Tugboat Todd has a magic trick. He takes his hand and he opens it and the light goes on. Then he closes his hand and the light goes off. This is theater of the mind, and apparently he's lost his. Do we have a sound for this next one? No sound. Here we go. The reason for their building. Have you ever read in the Old Testament, you'll read that they'll be taking on a project of mammoth proportions. And you'll wonder, you know, who set this thing up? Did they all get together and have a committee meeting and have some kind of vote and said, this is how we're going to do it? How did they coordinate the planning process or the planning part of this? So I want to talk about the reason for their building in regards to the Tower of Babel, also known in the Hebrew translation as Babylon. And if you're not understanding why, just look at the word Babel, right, which is blah, 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 what I do on the radio, and then add the word on like it never ends. See, this show goes 2 to 4. If it went from 2 to 2, 12 hours, you'd be, it's Babylon, right? But if it's just 2 to 4, it's Babel. See that difference? Okay. So the reason for their building coming out of Genesis 11, verses 1 through 9, story that most of you are familiar with. I just want to make sure we kind of cover what the reasoning is. Here's what it says. At first, the people of the whole world had only one language and used the same words. And they wandered about in the east. And then they came to a plain in Babylonia and settled there. And they said to one another, come on, let's make bricks and bake them hard. So they had bricks to build and tar to hold them together. They said, now let's build a city with a tower that reaches to the sky so that we can make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the whole earth. Then the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which they had built. And he said, now then, these are all one people and they speak one language. This is just at the beginning of what they're going to do. Soon they'll be able to do anything they want. Let us go down and mix up their language so that they will not understand each other. So the Lord scattered them all over the earth. And they stopped building the city. The city was called Babylon because there the Lord mixed up the language of the people. And from there, he scattered them over all the earth. I love this story. It's so bizarre. You've got this group of people and they get together. And one of the big keys here is they have the same language. In other words, they're having great communication. It says they have the one language and the same words, which means, remember when the Valley Girls came out like a long time ago? Remember how they all sounded the same and like they had their own lingo? And it's like, oh, totally, man. Like, oh, yeah, totally. Like it was this kind of like a dialect of words that was like similar, and you'd be able to tell who they are by the words they were using. Well, that is not that uncommon in humanity, that you would have the same dialect. And here they had one language, they had the same words, and so they had the same speak. It's kind of like Christianese. If you're a Christian and somebody says, you know, well, I know I was blessed, you know that's code for God bless me. You know, it's like you kind of know some of those things, but you don't want to say them out loud. So anyway, they got together and they said, let's make bricks and bake them hard. Because at that point, they were building things, and it wasn't as permanent in the construction. And they said, well, we'll put these bricks together. We'll hold them together with tar. And what we're going to do is build a city with a tower that's going to reach way up into the sky. And by doing that, here's what they said they were going to accomplish. They were going to make a name for themselves and not be scattered all over the earth. It's funny because we talked about, in the very first segment, being famous for a reason, right? That there's a reason that God
makes people famous. It's different than the worldly reason. Well, here, this is the same type of thing. These are people that want to make a name for themselves. They want to have a reputation. They want to have a fame to them. And so they're going to build a city with a tower that reaches to the sky. And you just have to think, the idea of making a name for themselves wasn't one of foundation, but it was one of pride and arrogance and fame. And because of this pride and arrogance and fame, they were committed to the process, working together to be able to stand out, to be their own people. And they didn't want to be scattered. They want to be united. You want to know why they wanted to be united? Because if people are united, they can get much more done. If you're a husband and a wife and you're united, you might have a much stronger family. If you are a baseball team and you are all committed to one another and you are united as a team and you put away your selfish ambitions for mutual team ambitions, you accomplish more as a team. The same is true for cities and states and countries and governments. If there's people are more of a one mind and one accord, a willful one mind and one accord, that unity has a power. It's one of the reasons why Jesus preached on love. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, by your love one for another. There's a unity in love. And so that's a powerful principle. So God comes down and he looks. And God doesn't go, oh, they'll never do it. God's the one who says they're going to do this. I do find it amazing that God says, let us go down. Wasn't talking about the angels, which is the Elohim part. And he says, let us go down, you know, and we're going to kind of split this up. Because you can take on a project and you can take on a project and be united with one another. And you can take a project and be united with one another and committed as people. But if God says no, it ain't going to happen. When you think we're going to do this because we're united, because there is power in the principle of unity, you're correct. But you can't accomplish that principle in unity if God says no. Everything you endeavor to do in your family, with your wife, with your children, with the people you know, with the church you go to, if God says no, the answer is no, even if God has to thwart it himself. You got to get God's approval. You have to take each and every people think, no, you can just think positive. These guys were totally positive. They were building the city. They were building a tower. God said no, and he split them up. And that was the end of it. And in Psalm, this is the notation, tugboat tide, I want to use Psalm 127:1. It says, if the Lord does not build the house, the work of the builders is useless. If God is not doing it, it's useless. If God does not permit it, it will not happen. You could say, but Dave, it's a noble purpose. It doesn't matter. If God does not approve of it, it will not be blessed and it will not happen. What's important is to understand the power of unity, but it's even more important to understand that the power of unity is subject to God's will. If God says no, the answer is no. If God says not going to happen, it's not going to happen. Instead of sitting there trying to twist God's arm, or instead of people trying to work their way around God because they think they're smarter than God, you got to get God's blessing in the beginning of your project, or don't start it. Well, I don't know how to get that. Well, you better ask him and find out. Because if you start something and he's not in it, I don't care how much time you spend on it. If he's not in it, it's not happening. There's this part where you and I need to go, God is in heaven and we're on earth. Let our words be few. He's in charge. It's like, right, God's in charge. It's his universe. And he doesn't ask people's permission. People get permission from him. Unity is a key, but the reason for their unity was pride, arrogance, and fame. If God does not say yes, then he says no, and he'll split it apart. Make sure you have the blessing of God on your projects that require the blessing of God. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back with our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
You deserve to be fought for. You deserve to be fought for. You don't have to hide. You've done nothing wrong.
Victims of assault need to hear those words. On today's Focus on the Family Minute, Kathleen Terrell offers encouragement.
When God looks at you, I think the first thing he would want to say to you is, I'm so sorry. That is completely against the Father's heart for you. And he longs to just wrap you up in his arms, to hold you close, and to comfort you. So you have no reason to fear, nothing to be afraid of. Again, this was not your crime. You did nothing wrong. And allow others to come around you to equip you to be able to walk through this process so that it doesn't take 10 years or 30 years for you to come to the healing place that God wants to bring you to.
Finding God's love and healing after trauma is difficult, but it's possible. And you'll hear more from Kathleen today at FamilyMinute.org.
It was a place of devastation. I just never thought that would happen to me.
That's Reva. She's describing how it felt to learn that her husband was having an affair.
And so we ended up being separated for 2 and then divorced for 2 years. And then he passed away. I can't even describe the grief and the pain of going through those seasons.
Reva says that having a relationship with Jesus Christ was the only thing that helped her recover from the grief.
We try to make sense of all the mess, all the messed up pieces, but God says, make sense of me, make sense of my word, make sense of my worship. And when you make sense of me, everything else will come together. So I want to encourage anyone who's going through the place of losing everything, that if you don't lose God, God will restore. And you just don't give up on God. God will never leave you. He'll never forsake you.
Want to learn more about dealing with pain and grief? Visit our website, findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
As Christians, we have a responsibility to obey the laws as they honor God. But there are limits. This is Jim Garlow. Being a Christian doesn't mean loving our nation no matter what it does. It means loving it enough to work hard to preserve its godly values and to correct any evil intentions or actions. When it becomes antithetical to that purpose, it no longer merits God's favor. In fact, our duty is to call out evil for what it is, not only as a warning to everyone, but as a calling to return to what Paul refers to in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11, to what is right and just for everyone. Bottom line, allegiance to God takes precedence over our allegiance to nation, because we're actually members of the kingdom of God before we're members of any nation. But our nation is a gift from God for our good and for us to protect. We'll do our part, keeping you informed at jimgarlow.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Oh, the Hungry Giants. Great song. When my brother, when they did that, I mentioned this before, when they did the guitar work, there was no amplification, no sound effects or anything. That's actually a straight guitar going. That's back in the day when that mattered, which was a long time ago in a land far away. A couple things to cover. We have a special guest coming in tomorrow, live in the studio. Somebody that hasn't been with us for a while. I'm not going to tell you who, but he's a good friend. He's coming in. He's coming in with another good friend. Very excited to have them in. They'll be in about 2:30. Then sometime in the second hour, we'll have our good friend Marty on and have some really cool things in the happenings and in the works. We got some more authors coming down. We're going to have Dr. Jeffress on pretty soon. He's going to be speaking at the pastor's luncheon. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that or not. He's going to be speaking at some luncheon somewhere sometime. But in the meantime, he's going to be on our show. And we'll be having that opportunity to share that. That should be loads of fun. Always good to have him on. All right. We're going to go into our Facebook post And this does not have a sound. That's what that means. It looks like a bird. When you do an X, yeah, that's the X. Yeah, we got to have a sign that says no, like that. Anyway, so we're going to get into our Facebook post. Now, this is called A Great Unspoken Truth. And it's not that it's a truth that never gets spoken. It's just not a truth that we remember enough. And for me right now, in this time in my life where, you know, I've got the grandkids and just found out the other day, it looks like my brother is about to become a grandpa for the first time. So now I'm going to have, I believe that's my niece. Then she's the one that's having the baby. So my brother's daughter is my niece, and she's having the baby. So that'll be my grandniece. No, in-law. How does that work?
Won't you be her great uncle?
Oh, yeah, that's a great uncle.
Or, yeah, you'll be the great uncle.
What if I already feel like I'm a great uncle in general? Does that not count? I could be a really great uncle? You can do that line?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyhow, I guess I'll be a great uncle, something like that. You'd think I would know stuff like this. I know none of this. My wife will ask me a question about anything in any, you know, media realm, and if it's not the Bible or directly related to something I've watched in the last little bit, like a movie, then I'm lost. What? Who? Who? If it's family, I'm like, who? Remember when this person did this person? This? No. I don't. Remember when Nehemiah? Yes. I can't. It's not my fault. Great unspoken truth. Here it is. Get ready for it and watch, because I want you to watch. I'm going to try and paint this picture, the depth of this. Here is the title for the great unspoken truth of what the truth is. Ready? God's timing is perfect always. Ooh. God's timing is perfect always. I did not say the way we perceive God's timing is perfect. I did not say our opinion of his timing. I simply stated God's timing is perfect always. Now, how do you know this? Here's how you know. Exodus chapter 19, verse 1. On the first day of the third month after the Israelites left Egypt, on that very day, they came to the desert of Sinai. Thinking, yeah, okay. First and foremost, God was moving a nation, watch this, exactly on schedule. But I want to show you how deep this goes, so that if you wonder if God's timing in your life is perfect, you understand this. Prior to that verse, Exodus 12, 40 through 41. Now, the length of time the Israelite people lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of 430 years, to the very day, all the Lord's divisions left Egypt. Here's what I want you to get. God foretold that Israel would be in Egypt for 430 years. To the day, 430 years later, they left. I want you to get the magnitude of 800,000, 650 to 800,000 people at least, coordinated by God over a period of 430 years for everybody to exit on the same time frame. You couldn't get 10 people to do that, let alone 100 people, let alone 1,000 people, let alone a nation. And let's be honest, you couldn't get that coordinated for a 5-minute span, let alone a 5-day span, let alone a 4-plus century span. And yet God said, let's see, these guys are going to be here 430 years, and then on that day they're leaving. That's how specific God is in his timing. You know the second coming and how we don't know when it is? He does. You know how we try to guess or throw things against the wall and see what happens? Yeah, God doesn't need to do that. He knows to the moment all that is going to happen. And oh, by the way, how much easier for him to know all the perfect timing in your simplified 80, 90, or 100-year life. Every issue to the second is in the hands of God. God's timing is perfect always. God is right on schedule. God is never late, not once. Meditate on that. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break, then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.